what's happening here that's not happening anyplace else?
I mean, the competitive level starts at 4 years old.
Classic rivalry.
Hall of Fame type coaches, great personalities.
All three schools, though, they changed the game of college football.
Florida State Seminole.
Miami Hurricanes.
Florida Gators.
You want to dominate your opponents and you want to get stoned? Make sure that you roll up. Roll up, roll up.
It's the roll up. It's the vibes. Another beautiful day in the Sunshine State. Blessed, highly favored Sunday morning. Kicking it with my guys, Larry Young, CJ. What it do?
What's up, man? I'm here. No Sunday school for your boy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Young King, Harlem. I feel you, my boy. Just don't feel like it, my man. We get the rules. Be good.
No, that was like the worst shit ever as a kid, though, man. Getting woke up on Sunday morning and having to get ready to go to church. Boy, that's something you just hated as a kid. It's just something about it, man, that you just don't like at all. Man,
especially after a long Saturday night of, like, playing with your cousins, playing video games.
That was the vibes.
You'd be like, oh, it looks like we was out to two. Y'all just ain't know it. And now you're talking about going to Sunday school. Like, man, I'm tired.
That was the vibes, man. On the kids, the grandkids stayed over to my mom, my parents' house this weekend. They was chilling, they were hanging out, dog. You know how I go, man.
Oh yeah.
But I remember the Sundays myself, and you start hearing that Shirley Season early in the morning. Oh,
boy, that's my mama number one. Here's Shirley Season.
Oh, you know what time it is. One. Man.
You know I knew it was a rap. Yeah, when it was like 9 a.m. and it was damn bacon and shit like that, because I knew what time it was. My mama wasn't getting there early on the weekend to cook no damn breakfast at all. You want to get breakfast started about 11:30. So I knew around 9 a.m. I heard that bacon going. It was going to be a long day.
Oh, man, I got to go to Sunday school, dog.
Man, listen, real quick. I had a boombox my pops got me when I was a kid. And we was all chilling in my house one night. And all the homies over there. And we just sitting there playing music and goofing off shit, playing video games. Mom's pops up. So I snatched the cord out the wall real quick. Not even, you know, like, I just got to get it out. I got to get the music out. Hey, everybody sit down and chill out and shit, right? So that worked. But then that was a Saturday evening. The next morning, my mom used to always use my boombox to play gospel while she was, like, getting my clothes ironed and getting breakfast ready, all that stuff. And she plugged the radio in. Remind you, I pulled it, so it still was stuck on play. This is back in the cassette days. And when she hit play, that shit said, "Blow job, Betty, give him real good head."
Whoa, let's go.
Oh, no.
Blow job, Betty.
Yes, sir. Too short, boy. I had a too short tape back then. Man, when I heard that Larian, my eyes just popped open on the pillow like, oh, shit, what I did. But, that was a classic moment, man. We had a good meeting that day.
Right.
She ain't whooped me. She ain't whooped me that day. We had a conversation. I blamed it on the homies. I definitely passed that off on them. Mom, you know I don't listen to any type of filth like this.
Yeah, man. If you go to playing that's Shirley, dog. It's a wrap, man. But how y'all boys' weekend going, man? Let's do a quick weekend check-in. Y'all all right? Y'all productive this weekend?
Fuck no.
No?
Nah. Well, kind of, sort of. I had a nephew with me this weekend. You know, he wanted to kick it with Unc, so we didn't really do too much. We was just cooling. He came over to just chill, watch some TV or whatnot, play a little Madden. So it was cool to just bond with my nephew like that. And he wanted steak. And I said, "You got steak money?" He's like, "Hell nah. He ain't got no steak money." But how you want steak? How you want steak, bro? Yeah, he ain't want he wants steak. Them kids, they spoiled, boy. They want wanted medium rare.
Not too much.
They wanted medium rare. They already grown with their steak selection.
Ask him shit. I ask him for stuff I had no clue to ask for back then. My damn sixth grade, 11-year-old son talking about he want steak and he want this, that, bro. You're going to get damn chicken nuggets in there, bro. This for the grown folks, bro. You ain't getting none of this steak, man.
Boy, they eat grown folk food. He older too. My nephew's 18.
So okay, that makes sense.
He's up there, but they've been like that though. They've been on that. That's why I say he eat medium rare. I didn't eat medium rare steak until I was probably like 25, 27, something like that.
Yeah, somebody taught them. Somebody taught them the finer things, man. Don't give these kids a lot of credit, bro. We just taught them the finer things.
Well, we did, yeah. Me, his dad, yeah. Like right. All of us eat medium rare, so yeah, they on that. So it was cool. It was a nice vibe, of just bonding with my nephew, man. I really cherish those moments. You want to have as much as you can. Life gonna keep passing you by, but you want to leave some memories for him. So that was dope. Other than that, though, just kicking around the house, man.
That's all cool, bro. I stayed at the house all day yesterday and just put a pound in there, basically.
Hey, everybody vibing, man. Right, that's all going on, man. Off-season blues, man.
I ain't do shit but put a couple of them in the air. But today, we got a couple of game sevens on deck, so that should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's why we had the pod early. He just said, we got to do this thing. It's a couple of game sevens on the horizon.
Man, I seen the first one at 3:30. Oh, yeah, we got to tighten up.
Right. That's what's up, man. I just been chilling. I did some Kush yoga, man. Shout out to the we got a new podcast coming to the network, Varsity by the Roll Up. Boys gonna be covering high school football and a lot of recruiting, just direct interviews with top recruits around the country, non-biased recruiting information. So them boys came through the Kush yoga, did a quick photo shoot. We just talked, just planning some things out for the season coming up, figuring out our games of the week. We're gonna cover high school from a close perspective, I would say. So we'll have a game of the week, a whole lot of Polk County, a whole lot of South Florida. We're gonna mix and match, get at IMG, do some things. But that was my weekend, man. Just vibing, did some Kush yoga, got a nice massage, super relaxed, man. Ready to podcast, kick some big three shit. Y'all ready?
Do they
I got a question for y'all before we get into big three talk. But go ahead.
No, I was just gonna ask you real quick. Varsity hasn't dropped their first episode yet, right?
They will be dropping May 26th, that Thursday.
Okay, cool.
During the offseason. Once the offseason kick off, they'll switch to a Monday. We'll switch back to Thursday. We'll alert the people. But people feeling this, man. My DMs is full of just the new format. People like how frequent it is, how up-to-date it stays. And then they just get, refreshed, man. And I like it for us, man. That 3 hours, sitting 4 hours. If the show 3 hours, I mean, we probably sat 4 or 5, man.
Yeah, so, I guess my weekend on Friday is crazy, bro, because Harlan sent the damn chat. I feel like, I don't know, bro, it's weird as fuck, man. I feel kind of out of place because when he sent it, I was literally at the same damn spot. So he said, CJ, I'm at your favorite damn spot at Zangali's or whatever.
Right.
I see the damn mess. I'm at the fucking bar just post up. So I called Harlan. He over there at the pool table. We just changed some shots, this, that, another. And Harlow was like, yeah, he feeling a new vibe too, because, we do the 3.5. And then right. After the 3.5, he out for another hour or so editing and whatnot. He said,
That's the spot I met you at?
Yeah, same spot.
Man, that spot there. All right, man. I like that spot, bro. Cool vibe, pool hall. And you walk in that bitch, you think it's going to be like some pool hall food, but the food's elite, man. Dope shit.
Yeah, it's different food from a sports bar, man. It's like a legit actual restaurant. Great drinks. They ain't bullshitting on your drinks, man. They topping you off real solid.
I ain't get the top off part.
Yeah, I like to get topped off. So.
Hey, it depends on what day. It depends on what day you come in, baby.
That's what Sean Watson special when I go there next time.
Ask for that Watson. They'll take care of you.
Yeah, I feel you.
Get the Watson. Nah, I'm trying to go to jail.
Right. But nah, man, it was a real good vibe. So ran to Harlan. He was talking about, liking the new format also.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
But shout out to Zingales, though, man. If you're in Tallahassee, that's the sports bar to go to in town.
That's how you say it. I've been telling people Zingles. I be pronouncing shit wrong
right.
As fuck.
Oh, yeah.
They probably right. Lost his hair around Tallahassee, man. What's Zingles at?
How many times I've heard people pronounce it that way, though? It's crazy. But no, my mentor, he's the owner of Zingales or whatever.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, so he's been talking about that. It's crazy because... And shout out to him, man. He became a mentor in the seventh damn grade. And it was supposed to be like some shit that just, happens throughout middle school or whatnot. And it ends right there.
Where my middle school mentor at, bro?
Dog, so check this out.
I seen that boy booking blotter, nigga. When I was like 25, I was like, damn, man. They hit him with the...
So I got a whole boy.
Ride.
I got... Right, that's where he at. But
he's still on that ride.
Right, he's still sitting. But I had a homeboy who was a part of that same little mentorship program in high school reach out to my name, bring it. Because my mentor followed me throughout high school and whatnot. He literally asked me after middle school, if it's okay, we still continue to stay throughout high school. I said, cool, no problem. So he asked me like 10th, 11th grade, damn, your mentor still coming by? man, I ain't seen my since the seventh day in grade or whatever. You know, he was gone since then. But long story short, even after graduation, hey, man, I want to kind of continue this relationship, whatever, still have conversations, reach out, this, that, another. Man, I'm 32 years old, man. So, shit, I met him at like 13 years old, man. So, basically 20 years of my life, he been solid and being, you know, a guiding light and just a positive male adult figure, you know, that's pretty plugged in. But going back to the story, since seventh grade.
That shit's so important, though, but keep going.
It really is, though, bro. It really is, because throughout my life, it made me realize that shit, just having that conversation with my homeboy, he's like, man, damn, you still got yours. And that was in high school. He said, my dude left within that same year, seventh grade, and shit, 15 years later from high school, you know, we still chopping up and still talking and having good conversation, man. So he was definitely a blessing to come into my life at that point in time. But hell, seventh grade, he was showing me blueprints, man. This is what I want. This is the layout. This is where the pool hall will be, the bar, this, that, another. And to see that shit coming to fruition, and this is one of the biggest damn sports bars in Tallahassee, man. Shout out to him for sticking to the plan and going through with the business module and making that dream a reality.
Just got to stay down, stay 10 toes, man. That's it, man. You can do any fucking thing. Just don't quit.
Exactly. You got the mindset.
Yeah. Man, summertime on the horizon. We'll get to some Big Three talk real soon, man. But I had to ask y'all boys, I had it on the docket. Favorite summer holiday, man. Memorial Day is creeping up.
It's the fourth for me, man.
Fourth?
Yeah, it's the fourth for me.
Juneteenth. It was my favorite thing. Juneteenth switched up. Yo. Man,
Juneteenth, Father's Day this year. We ain't getting shit, bro.
I proposed to the guys, man. I seen the gripe I forget my man Rail, I think, tweeted that out and said Juneteenth. It's on Father's Day, we about to get jammed up. Mm-hmm. They set us up, man. I propose, man. I got an opportunity for all the fathers at the Kush House. I propose Daddy Day, man.
Yeah, oh, that'd be real dope.
Daddy Day, bro. Bringing some strippers in, massage therapists. We'll have some infused dinner or regular dinner as well. If you got that type of job, it can't just be on off the Kush, but
you can get that Watson special if your money is right too.
The Watson special may be in the building, but every woman, it's gonna be all women staff, and everybody there gonna call you daddy from the moment you walk in the door. You order your drink, get your food. They gonna call you. That's what I'm saying. Daddy, they
bro. Right. I mean, honestly, the fourth has always been my favorite summer one. We did Juneteenth last year. It was dope, man. We had a great turnout.
Right.
We probably had 60-some people. You know, everybody brought food, and you know, we celebrated as you would normally celebrate the fourth. So that's my new one. And I'm pushing all my brothers like heavy on that again this year. Like, hey, man, for y'all sure. Got time for the fourth. We got time for Juneteenth.
Yeah, that's probably my big firework and that's gonna be my celebration. Yeah, that type of deal.
At the end of the day, you ain't really supposed to bring no gifts for Juneteenth anyway. So if it's a father that's supposed to receive his gifts, don't try to use that as no excuse not to get that man, you know, that bullshit ties and socks.
Man, it's Daddy Day, man. You need to go to an establishment that call you daddy all damn day.
On with that for sure. I'm just saying, if you don't make it.
Father's Day ain't shit. You're gonna get a tie. You get a barbecue grill kit.
Some shit you already got.
A gift card and some bullshit you don't want.
Draws? You think I got no draws?
Right.
And if I ain't winning, it's because I don't want to win.
Ain't nobody calling you daddy no more. The kids grown, they don't call you daddy no more.
Yeah. Dad.
She don't call you daddy no more. Like, nobody call you daddy no more, bro. Come to the Kush House, man.
Come to the Kush House. I like that.
Let's get into some Big Three talk, man. Shout out to the great folks at the Graham Code, thegrahamcode.com, man. Visit them folks. Use coupon code ROLLUP25 for 25% off all your THC gummies. Shout out to my man, Bruce. Bruce hit me up in the DMs. I know he's a big Kush fan, me and him. Have exchanged and pictures and all type of stuff over the years of the finest of Kush, man. So he hit me up and said, man, I be hitting my Florida MMJ threshold, man. How good are these gummies? Are they the real deal? I said, Bruce, just use a coupon code, you know, do your thing and get back with me. Bruce hit me back over the weekend, Friday night, and said, man, this shit the real deal. I said, I tell you.
No cap. I promise y'all. No cap.
People think it's because it has some, I guess, with Delta Alien or whatnot, that it's a little fugazi.
It's not foo-foo, bro. Plus, like, I learned the science on it. Once it heats up, is Delta 9. That's how you able to get that same THC high.
That sensation.
So once it heats either in your stomach from you consuming it or from you lighting it, it gives that molecular transformation.
Are you lighting your gummies?
Everybody's above board. Oh, yeah. I done built gummy tolerance, too. So if y'all give me 3 now, it ain't going to hit the same.
You fucked around and found out.
Yeah. I backed up a little bit.
The gummy connoisseur.
He fucked around and found out. And when he found out more shit, I got to learn about this shit.
I got to learn about this shit. What the fuck going on? But absolutely, man. I've heard that from, because I've handed it out to my homies that you know, heavy in the THC game. And they like, nah, this shit ain't no bullshit. I assure you it is not. Get some.
100%. Yeah, I told y'all, man, it really hit me because I was popping bitches like candy at the damn signing day special. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to get back because that was the same day that was my mom's birthday or whatever. So I'm on 75 just riding. That shit just hit me by like Gainesville and Lake City area, man. That shit.
Yeah.
That shit really just hit me on the road. Like, oh shit. Like these bitches for real.
Yeah, ain't fucking off at all. That's how that hit me yesterday, actually. So I wasn't hitting no flower because I was out of flower. So I had the vape and I had gummies. I'm killing the gummies. I got my vape going. And that high is a little different. It don't hit you like flower hits you. So I sat down for a little minute to catch up on things as them boys pulled up from Varsity. And it hit me like, bro, the Kush is humongous right now. And the flower just arrived, man. But y'all, like I said, we got the blue raspberry, we have fruit punch, and we also have watermelon flavors, and we also the pre-rolls are on deck. Wake and bake coffee. Visit the Gram code, roll up coupon code, roll up 25% off, all that. Let's get to some Big Three talk. Larry, explain real quick, man. You always got a unique background. Explain your background. What's going on right here today?
This one here. Oh, this throwback. This is when we actually lost this game. Mm-hmm. We was going to play national title game against Penn State. Vinny had a god awful game that ended up really probably costing us that game because we was into it all the way to the end. So yeah, let's throw back. This is Highsmith, Vinny right there. I ain't sure who that is right there on that other side. But yeah.
Another guy that lost that day.
Yeah. Another guy that took the L that day. But yeah, I actually originally had a camel bucket on, which is why I used that one, but the camo kept washing out with the green screen, so that's why I switched my bucket hats up.
Yeah, this was that bowl game against OU, right?
No, Penn State.
Penn State.
We beat bad. OU. We lost to Penn State.
Yeah, I know. Just remember that picture from the first documentary.
Yeah, from the first 30 with 30. Yeah,
the third one on the way, man. Ruiz working on it.
All right,
let's get it. I can't wait.
They got to win. I'm gonna be in it. They ain't gonna waste no good production on no trash product, man. They gotta start winning.
Okay, and they shouldn't. As soon as we back, I'm in that shit. Oh man, I'm gonna be like Uncle Luke.
But speaking of 30, I don't know why in the hell I've been advocating for this. I really truly feel like Bobby in that 14 year run should have something within. 30 for 30, you got the winning, you got
somebody got a documentary. Yeah, a lot of that should be business and politics, though. Like Florida State probably trying to police what like information they give out for they could, like, you know, control the creativity of it. I know University of Florida wasn't happy about the one that's about to roll out that Ahmad and all those guys are doing, I think, with Netflix. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these schools want to control the narrative, man, and put it out and do it as they want to do it, man.
That's a good point.
I mean,
that's a real good point.
Is I understand that, but you also have to kind of put things in its proper time and perspective as well. You could grow from those times. Like Miami ain't is the
no, ain't gotta be a bad thing. This has got to control. They want to control the perspective. Y'all right. Not the bad boys, but the image that America caught on that 30 for 30 didn't help Miami's image. It just dived more into the stereotypes of Miami. And I think most programs try to control that narrative, bro.
I get that, but I just don't think. Because we got so far away from it at this point,
they're gonna try to get Rudy off.
They didn't want to run from it no more. Like everybody knew, right. And we wasn't alone.
Definitely. Well, I mean, so like you said, you talk about the 90s and FSU was alone.
Oh, no, everybody was doing that shit.
Right.
Anybody
else? I don't think nobody's been like we talk about it. I don't think nobody's been sanctioned more than University of Florida. Like they talked to Miami shit, they bammed us a lot of years. They took national championships away from us and all. Behind sanctions, people just forget that because image wise, Florida cleaned that shit up.
Well, that's a good job because I damn sure ain't no.
Exactly. I know we didn't. When Steve showed up, bro, like we didn't have. They stripped away national titles, all type of shit. I think we got hit back to back with bowl bands, all that shit, and people don't even know that or remember that shit from the University of Florida, and that's why they dot I's and cross T's and so meticulous about every little detail because they're gonna protect that logo and that image.
Brand, yeah, the brand. Yeah. Wrong with that. I definitely think we have a much more cleaned up image now. Rightfully so, though. We just really ain't
Dunna, bro. Dunna cleaned y'all shit up. Y'all won't get Dunna no credit.
We had to suck at football because of it, but she did her thing. She did her thing.
All right, man. Let's talk a little. We got to talk some football. What's up with these crystal balls, man? Jimbo and the Giggum boys vibing down in South Florida doing what they want to do a little bit, man, with these crystal balls, man. What's up with Jimbo? Y'all ain't nervous? I'm talking about us as a collective. I know he ain't. He know what time it is on I-4. He's vibing. He ain't really fucking with there.
A little early.
That's crazy. Jimbo still needs his damn receivers, bro, without damn receiver production.
and not necessarily the most quality.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not too nervous. I don't necessarily think A&M is going to have the season. I don't think they're going to have all that great of a season.
Man, they don't got to. They finna close on that shit, man. Jimbo ain't finna lose that shit. Come on, you ain't worried. Jimbo don't have decommits like that, bro.
Long time, bro. It's a long time.
Usually when he wraps somebody up, they wrapped up. And okay, the phone dropped, there may be some truth to it. But like you said, it's still May. We'll see how it play out.
It's early, though, but that flipping, that shit, no. I'm not, like, you talking about.
Paul didn't put bullshit in, put it that way.
Flipping somebody from, like, this is my perspective of it, right? So whoever, when I lose somebody to Jimbo right now, this is my perspective. Like, I know they got the bag, right? They paying stupid money for whatever classes they getting out there. They taking care of motherfuckers. And I know he can recruit. He's one of the best recruiters in the country. Like, as a head coach, he probably top 3-4. So that's why I see it. When Jimbo got him, I ain't only in a one-on-one. It's a square up, bro. I do not feel confident going against that man.
If he's up and it's early, this is my thing. I feel like so many kids are just so fickle that I don't know necessarily what the formula is to win these young guys over. But if he got them, let's say, I know you got the Hakeem Williams crystal ball recently from Wilt Fong. I think Ivins did as well. I'm not sure if anybody else, you know. Yeah, I'm about to say that's enough, right? Yeah, that's enough right there. Do I expect Hakeem to at least announce to A&M at some point? Yeah. If they got that, I expect that. Now, it's going to be on all of our staffs to decide how to attack it from that point. Do you just say, hey, I'm going to move on? I think we got somebody in that realm that can be comparable. Or do you continue to attack and stay in the fight?
Well, shit, I got an answer for that. As far as FSU, they're definitely still going within the fight. You know, speaking of, it's crazy that you brought it up because this past Saturday, Dugas and Coach Fuller, they were in Palm Beach Gardens for their jamboree to check in on some South Florida prospects, and Hakeem Williams was one of them. So I'm just letting you know from the FSU point of view, they're still going to try to, I guess, you know, recruit him to the end until the actual paper signed in. They also checked in on UM commit Robbie Washington, Nathaniel Joseph, a Clemson receiver commit, a couple other guys. But I'll get into it later. But, yeah, focusing on Hakeem's question, like you said, I guess the answer to that from the FSU point of view, they're still going to try to recruit the kid to the end.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. Even Cedric Baxter, I think Jimbo going to be a player in that. I said from in the past, I thought Miami led there and Florida field goals where they're at. But, bro, I just think Jimbo is still a big play there.
As far as that's not going to be surprised either, because I know he was recruiting him. You know, Baxter was committed to FSU at one point. He committed to Taggart, but he had that relationship with the school, so to speak, prior to Taggart when Jimbo was there. So that wouldn't be a surprise either to him to kind of get back into that recruitment.
And outside of just Hakeem Williams, Jaylen Brown got a crystal ball to Jimbo. So that's the two top dogs, man, receivers in South Florida. They got crystal ball to Jimbo.
I didn't see the Jaylen one. I mean, that's big. Can't take nothing from him. So I'll tell you what.
Ennis. That's three. It's three five-star boys in South Florida right now. Wide receiver.
That's not going to stay.
It's not going to stay.
It, as it appears right now.
And as it appears, if that's the case, right? So when all these coaches got the job, that was the thing. Like, are they going to be able to keep these type of kids home? It's a loaded year. And early in the cycle, it don't look like South Florida, bro. South Florida's to the highest bidder. And that's what it's going to be, bro. I don't foresee that changing. That's no slight on Mario or what he is as a recruiter. That's just the culture of South Florida football. The further you go south, I think Florida altogether is for purchase. But the further you go south, the worse it gets.
Absolutely. Right. I agree.
I'm going to say worse because it ain't necessarily a bad thing. It's just what it is.
Well, yeah, the more that tops the list.
Business like it gets, put it that way.
Right.
Right, right.
And you know, that, and you know, harkening back to a point I had before, these other programs that are, you know, in that position, A&M has been winning more than Miami, Florida State, Florida, Ohio State, likewise, Alabama, obviously. So I think you couple those things and it's just going to make it tougher. I think for all these programs,
I think it's unique that you guys have used like the lack of winning as a reason that he may be not like landing kids, but not like facilities, because that's a big one too.
That's
winning facilities and money, like all three of those things nowadays are the driving points of kids, man.
Which is why I personally, as a Miami fan, did not see Mario as a 1 year fix. I mean, he got an 8 year deal. I understand that there's going to be. They said one of the first things he said was, "Yo, this IPF got to get bigger." Period. He said that off rip. Now that's in the works.
Oh,
that's
he said that, but when we say that though, it's all, you know, blah 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 blah. We tell y'all, we tell y'all the truth in a joking manner.
I don't think it's that. I really don't. I'm like, it's practice, so you can still practice what you need to practice it. And you got 100-yard
field. My thing is, that don't make no sense. Why even?
Sometimes you got to split the field in half to get your shit off.
I don't get why they build it short.
Like, what the hell?
I'm with you, see? Yeah, I don't get why they build it short. What the fuck? Why would you build it short? I agree with that. I'm like,
don't build it in the first place.
Because now you're doing double the work.
Nah, you got to at least say half, because, man, that weather down in South Florida is just egregious not to have something. So if that's all that fit, I get it. But the joke's going to fly. But they gotta get out of that rain. That shit used to cancel Miami practice left and right
all the time.
That's true. Even at Florida State, within those summer camp days. Yeah, camp days. Hell, even going back to high school, man, I used to kind of pray for it too. Back then,
I knew it, dog. Like, man, 2 days. Why go the evening joint getting canceled?
Right. You already had that mindset coming to practice, so y'all understand that. Especially being in Florida, you know, you gotta have something because those summer thunderstorms and, you know, how that plays out.
Right.
My mindset when he came here, though, honestly, was it's still a rebuild, just with a better backing. I mean, that's the one.
With the higher floor.
Yeah, with a higher floor. And that's the one thing that Manny could gripe about, you know, as he's walking out the building. Is, oh, now y'all can spend all this money. Before, you weren't spending that money, and that handicapped him to an extent.
He could be pissed
now that they got Mario. Oh, we're gonna buy this, we're gonna buy this, we're gonna buy that, and we're gonna do all these things. That's a legit gripe on his behalf. So I'm in agreement with you, Silk. I think the facilities are a thing, so we're gonna attack it. It's just not gonna be an overnight thing, it's gonna take a couple years. But again, and that's why I said on the last show, when ACC, it should not take us a very long time to turn us into a winning program. And I think that'll make us more attractive, period.
It
should not take very long. I think this year we should be, you know, like I said, I think the floor is 8, ceiling is 10. I think that's very reasonable. Very, very reasonable. And that looks a little better than 7-5, losing to Duke, Georgia Tech, Vitek, you know, right now. Not that Vitek's a trash program, but they haven't been with, you know, they ain't Beamer ball. So, yeah, I think a lot of it just boils down to your expectations. I think Miami fans that thought, oh, he's just going to come in and shut down South Florida, that's not real. How could he? You're never going to shut it down, first off.
That's what I was
saying. You just want to be more competitive. You want to be a hell of a lot more competitive.
Bro, there's no such thing.
And then we don't have those things in place like we were just talking about.
Right. So, you can only hope to be way more competitive. You're never going to be shut down.
From their perspective, bro, it's not that loyalty. These kids haven't seen none of the same programs from Florida State and Miami. They just haven't seen that. So the loyalty just not there. Now I want to be like clear. We were recruiting the same kids. Like we were recruiting Jaylen Brown. We were recruiting Hakeem Williams. My take was just South Florida's up for sale, and I wasn't gonna bank on that shit because I don't think we're gonna go down there and Billy pull up his first year and go grab South Florida elite kids. I was being realistic of, bro, we got to bank on the I-4, so that's our better shot. And that's just been my take. So when people come at me like, yo, you guys missed on the kid too, I'm like, yeah, I knew we weren't going to get that kid. I ain't saying I don't want him, but I know, like, my take was, yeah, if Mario come into lockdown South Florida, good luck. Vibe on I-4. Let's camp out, and I'm going to judge these recruiters and these coaches by what they could grab in their recruiting holes, traditional recruiting holes.
I'll tell you this much. Early on, I think that our class will probably be 35, maybe 40% South Floridians. I think the rest of it is going to be more of a national look out of Florida. I mean, I'm sorry, out of Georgia. I know we got quite a few prospects there. Even as far up north as Jersey, Pennsylvania. You know, so I expect that we'll get a better foothold once we start doing what we're supposed to do. And then you'll get more competitive. But the idea of locking down South Florida, I think, is childish. It's just a new day. It is. It's not real kid shit. Oh, he's going to lock it down. No, he's not going to lock it down. What he can do, if he can get us winning, he will make us competitive. And these kids will really think about it. They won't just run to Alabama. You know, when it came down to, let's say, what's my man? He's a junior, played for Bama, drafted by the Broncos.
Pat Surtain Jr.?
Surtain, right? His pops basically told him, people, listen, y'all just waste careers. So no offense, but I'm not going to waste my son's career there, period. So when you get to a point where that can quit being the narrative, then you can start winning some of these battles. But you ain't going to win that shit when, hey, he's kind of right. When you look at your high guys, you know, these four-star, maybe a five-star here and there, did you turn them into NFL first-round prospects? No. Artie Burns was first-round, and he shouldn't have been, in my opinion, in my humble opinion at that time. So got to prove a little something more. Any Miami fan thinking we're just going to lock it down because Mario's here? Get that thought out of your mind. Look to him to just get some really good talent and start doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, man. Y'all boys rich, but y'all, like, you know, still got to put these signing day classes on layaway and see what they
do. Can you just leave like Karen? Can you leave with a coach?
I think
Karen's the only one I know left with a coach.
Yeah, she left with a coach.
That is a different bag.
I ain't never known nobody leave with a coach. Now that I think about it.
Type of left with a coach, bro.
That's a different fan.
How the fuck you cheer for FSU your whole damn life throughout the Bobby years? The Bobby years now, you had two to three good years with damn Jimbo, and you leaving this motherfucker like, that don't make no goddamn
sense. That's crazy. That's crazy.
If I'm Jimbo, I get a restraining order, personally. Yeah. This shit is
different. Jimbo won in 2012, 2013, 2014 heavily. Of course, he won some, a little bit of shit after that, but that was the focus years, and you leaving for three damn great years.
She loves this attention. We're gonna give her this much attention. What we got next? Frank Gore knocked somebody out, dog. I'm gonna mix it up a little bit. We'll get back to it. Frank Gore, sick of our shit. He heard the other show, man. Frank Gore came out there and did what he had to do.
Frank did his thing, man.
You would think back. Why the fuck would you go back?
Because that's a bad look to go out. Yeah, he might quit now. Like that, bro. If I'm Frank Gore, I would have did that too. Like, nah, I can't go out like that.
Man got bullied by Darren Williams.
The fight I saw last night was a fight I expect from ugly punches. And the first one, when Darren Williams put his hands on him, you know what I'm saying? That punch's face ain't come through, but that shit came through last night.
Frank went and trained up properly. Actually, it might have been his birthday. I know
he had some sauce on it, man. He putting his head out there doing a little thing, man, like giving him something to swing at and knocked him out, bro.
And I didn't get to see the Darren Williams fight, but to my understanding, Frank didn't really look that bad. They just got some good screenshots.
They chopped him up nice, man.
Yeah, he chopped it up good. So then it looks really bad. And that's what you're supposed to do. I get that. That's the internet. So yeah, he went in, you know, did the work. Frank's birthday, I believe, was Sunday or Saturday. I believe Saturday. Yeah. Saturday was Frank's birthday, and I think that's when the fight went down. So on his 40th birthday, you know, he knocked somebody out. That could have been the setup too. But either way, like, I'm going out on I can't go out looking crazy with a screenshot taking that right hook from Darren Williams. But yeah, shout out Frank, man. Shout out Frank on every level you can, man. Against the odds, all type kind of guy, you know, tore up knees, end up being one of the greatest NFL running backs ever.
Listen, bro, you played 16 years in the league, bro, as a running back. Don't take too much more punishment with throwing
these. Yeah, that's enough.
Bring me Master Tays, man. Go vibe, cuz.
Right.
If we talk about CTA, we talk about Tom Brady not loving his family.
Right. God damn, Frank.
Frank, man, go love them people, man. Go hug them, dog. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Talking no problem, no smoke, man. It's all jokes.
Nah, he's still a little tank.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a heavyweight, bro. I'm fighting Mayweather. I'm welterweight at this shit. On no smoke.
Yeah,
at
Frank's
all.
Still 210.
Frank.
Easily 210.
Y'all recruiting my man, the tight end, just D.K. Reed McKeeska. Decommitted from Clemson. I think he's about to take a trip to Miami. I think he got a trip planned. You know, Clemson don't do the whole visit thing. So Dabo and the boys had him locked down. One of the bowls. Dabo and the boys had him locked down. They don't allow the visit. Kid wanted to take some more visits, do his thing, so he decommitted. One to watch here. I think he got crystal ball to Oklahoma from the GOAT, Steve Wilfong from 247. We'll see what happens. But
shout out to Venables.
Yeah, Venables, man. Old Clemson crew is making the Clemson. That's different. I know that will, well, that will probably pacing and praying right now about that shit.
Yeah.
Old staff getting you like that with a decommit. They don't do this, man. The whole decommit thing.
No, they don't. Man. They definitely don't. Very rare for them. Yeah, the McKeeska kid, the tight end. I don't know. I feel like it's a good fight. Anytime they leave in Clemson, you got to feel pretty good because that's leaving a top flight pedigree. I think we're in it, you know, because we always selling tight end you. So I think we can sell that to them, to the young men. We got a lot of offers out for tight ends right now, actually. I think they're concerned about what happens after this season as far as some depth. So I wouldn't be shocked to see us take like three tight ends in this cycle because we have a ton of offers out there right now for tight ends. A lot of them just went out when Field hit the road, which I mentioned on the previous shows, but a good deal of those are tight ends. So, you know, I don't know who's keying in on what. I haven't actually watched the McKeith dip. How the hell do you say that boy's name? You messed me up. Nah, I had it. I had it until he said it.
McKeeska. You talk.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Yeah. I hadn't watched this film just yet. But you gotta, like, you know, stirring the pot a little bit, doing the same thing over there. They're trying to get wide receiver that's been committed to Clemson for quite some time as well. I think they call him nickname Ray Ray.
Nathaniel Joseph. I just brought him up.
Yeah, Nathaniel Joseph. Yeah, been working on him for a while as well. I think they're shaking the tree a little bit in that recruitment as well. So, you know, maybe if the Jaylen Brown thing goes that way, maybe that's your replacement. We'll see. I did not know that he got crystal ball to A&M though.
And my man,
coach, my
And he's talking about
Brown, Jaylen Brown. Yeah, I didn't see that one.
I believe so. I'm pretty sure that's a crystal ball that went out. Also, Andy Jean got a Bama offer.
Man, I saw that.
Former Miami commit. Y'all, y'all can't even double back on that. I like what we had in his recruitment. We're doing a good job there, but that Bama offer is big
that
shit.
That one shook me because everything I heard was – we felt like he was still going to come back in the
field. Y'all pushed him out, but – oh, y'all pushed him out?
No, we didn't push him out. No. His parents felt like he made too early and brash a decision. So that's why he decommitted. Right. Yeah, they were like, wait a minute, it's super early. Go test the waters. Make sure that's what you want to do.
Young people got 50 yards over there, son.
Go see the world.
more than life in 50 yards, man.
Right.
So yeah, that was why he decommitted. And I wasn't nervous at all until I saw that Bama offer come in. I was like, oh shit. And not a big dog here. Ain't feeling like I was. I ain't gonna hold y'all, boy. I was super confident until the Bama offer came through.
That you guys would get him back?
Yeah. Because to my everything I understand, the kid wanna be a Cane. But he was just honoring his parents and, you know, saying, hey, yeah, you're right.
I'm gonna tell you some shit, man. I talk to these recruits and shit. So over the years, these kids use their parents as like excuses and shields.
Could be, yeah.
Because instead of you lashing out at me, then the fans, the dad is doing this. Like, people did a lot of that shit with what's the kid, the Derek kid. I'm forgetting his last name, recruitment last cycle. But people like these people use their kids or family or their parents or family member as shields and excuse for the decisions they want to make. And that's great parenting. If my son made a decision, he feels like, yeah, yo, just tell him I said you need to vibe, bro.
Yeah.
If they want to cut somebody out, they come at me and I tear their ass up on Twitter. What's up?
Right.
No, where I got that from, though, was more directly from him. But, you know, could be bullshit, too, though. You're right. You never know, man.
Well, just from experience. Just from experience. I know I talked to him behind the scenes. I know what they'd be doing a little bit. I'm not saying that's what
that
he
makes
did
sense.
At all.
No, yeah.
But as a like, around the culture of even if you got a kid that's getting into recruiting, that's the way to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Whenever the kid got some shit he want to say or do or whatever, just be the negative part of that situation. Whatever negative thing that the fans may see or come across, tell them dad did that. Dad told you to do that, or dad don't want you to take these visits and all that type of shit. Now be the victim.
Listen, I still put that on people to this day, on the homies, on my mama, whatever works for me. As long as it ain't going to put nobody in actual peril, I'm like, look, just take the blame for this, bro. It'll just be easier for me in life. Ain't nobody really worrying about it like that. So we'll see. Yeah, I'm scared now, though.
I got some shit.
Because I wanted him in this class.
Yeah, he was a nice player. Shout out to Kwame, man. My boy Kwame was hurt when that decommitment happened. He was leaping for joy when he committed. But, yeah, a little something that could shake the table a little bit.
Shake the table?
Yeah, shake the big three table as far as a little conversation with us. Tim Brewster, he's in talks with becoming the FSU as all.
Oh, off the field shit. Off the field there. I can't joke like I want to.
Hell no. So he's in the talks. Remember with Keanu Watson ended up leaving and taking the Georgia Tech position. Brews and talk to fill that void as
I got to watch goats on y'all campus, man. Randy Shanahan and Tim Brewster, man.
He off the field. See, he off the field, but the thing is, though, Randy kind of part
of that field too. Here.
Nah, I want to
know. Who y'all tight end coach, man? Let that man know to start looking.
Tompkins from Texas.
Tompkins from Texas. Getting the won't ask, my boy. Brew is
a slick guy. Right, man. You seen what it is, huh?
Yeah, bro. Teams. Him and Randy, how you did it, my guy? How you got on the field? Give me the D's, bro.
Right, but no, it's just funny, you know. Brew, of course, he coached the FSU during the championship years. Coach Nick O'Leary then went on. He didn't coach at Miami. I don't think was he at Miami?
Nah, I haven't done Miami. All right, that's next.
He never came to us. It was like a little buzz that he might have been in addition to Mario.
He white Randy, he man. When so he went to going to be at Miami next, man.
With the Texas A&M and then with Jimbo, then followed Mac Brown to North Carolina, then came down to Florida with Dan Mullen. So looks like he could be coming in off the field capacity. So we'll see how that plays
recruiting
out.
Recruiting or like analyst?
Like in the recruit role. Kenyatta was more so. Yeah, it's a recruiting role for Brew. That's pretty much all it'll be. That's what Keanu was. So tweeting and, you know, he's good for the damn hype, man.
Yeah, that's right. Shit right there. I mean, it might be his good retirement seat for him right there, man. Just get his tweets off, emojis and shit.
Yeah, and get up out of here, man. So shout out to Brew if he does end up coming back. That's the word that he could be coming back in the off the field capacity, taking over for Keanu Watson and the role he had prior to going to Georgia Tech.
We had Florida relays this weekend, man. So a lot of Richard Young was on campus. Derek LeBlanc was on campus. That kid there more than like the football player sometimes, man. He's not with all the hype and the glam as the other guys on the I-4, but His commitment's coming up this summer as well, around that same time in July. He got some other visits set up with UCF, Michigan, USC, and Ohio State. It's going to be one to watch. So that's it, man. Oh, another offer that went out. Amon Brown, top 300 athlete, plays quarterback in high school. But we're recruiting him as a safety. He has offers right now from Ole Miss, Minnesota, Cincinnati, Nebraska, Auburn, Louisville. We just entered that race. I expect his offers to go up, man. A lot of SEC shit on the way. Big, physical, fast kid. I like what they see out of him, man. Like, kind of reminds me, not the same type of athlete, but if you look at his frame, kind of what Anquan was in high school, as far as like a jumbo, bigger size athlete playing quarterback, could possibly play DB. Anquan was a beast at safety as well. Similar type situation with this kid. I like his film on what I see. And I don't know where he's at on the board and how we feel about the rest of our safeties, but I do like his offer list and whatnot. And running backs coach Jabbar Jean-Lucas is spearheading that recruitment alongside Patrick Toney. Both of those guys have relationships prior to coming here with him. And also, Joe Hamilton is the off-the-field recruiting staffer that deals with him as well. So that's one to watch now. And as far as recruiting,
do
safety position at least. What's up?
No, I know me and you both are still waiting on our quarterback, and I think you may have spoke on this before, but refresh me a little bit.
It's Arch Manning for UF.
No, it ain't Arch Manning. I ain't playing around like that, bro. Shout out to Andy Staples. Let's get Andy on this week to talk about that too, bro. How about that? Yeah, Andy Staples talked about the possibility of University of Florida adding Arch Manning to this class, and he has like a take. We'll talk about that next show when we have Harlan and maybe get Andy on. But what's up, Larry?
No doubt. Like I said, I think you may have spoken to this before, but refresh me a little bit. Do you think you guys could possibly take two QBs this cycle?
I think we have to. I don't know in what fashion. I don't know if you go maybe transfer in a high school recruit. You know,
that's the recipe nowadays. Kind of not really ruffle feathers, man, because these kids ain't trying to come in with two quarterbacks in the same class. Now,
right. You're gonna have to hit the transfer portal. And I don't mind that, trying to find I don't even like the recruiting class of quarterbacks regardless. So at this point, the way we're recruiting, whoever we get out of the high school market, I think we need to poach somebody's staff, man. We need to do some tampering and get us a 5-star that's sitting on the bench.
Right.
Like, real
right.
Shit. That's tamper. Like, I'm not panicking about high school recruiting, bro. It's 2022. Get my tamper on, man. Shout out to Hugh and the boys. Ruiz. That's what them guys are here for, man. Go get me a quarterback. Go pay somebody.
No doubt. Yeah, because I asked because I think the Emory Williams kid could.
Emory Williams in the station wagon.
I think he could.
Ruiz is still flagging.
But then I wonder if that means some other recruitment may be over, like a Jaden Rashada. His brother just put out a top three of us, Ole Miss, and I want to say Utah. I could be mistaken on that one. Rashada. Jaden Rashada's brother. He's already playing ball, but he's transferring. So I saw his name pop up. And I could tell a lot of people thought they were talking about his brother, but they really were talking about him. It was just made me a little bit curious as to, Roman Rashada, his final three.
That's trying to get him a package deal?
Yeah. Ole Miss, us, and Virginia Tech is his final three. And I do know that Jalen has Ole Miss in his top group as well right now. So I would not be super shocked, man. He might end up at Ole Miss. That sounds like the package deal, because his brother, I believe, was playing at, it might have been BYU, if I'm not mistaken, before he went JUCO, and then he decided to come on, decided to transfer. So, just interesting. I was like, I don't feel great about Rashada anymore. I did at one point. Seemed like things may have cooled. But just curious if you guys
y'all heading towards Emory Williams and we heading towards Stokes. That's the vibe. Hey, I'm gonna tell you something, man. I won't even mind. I like Emory Williams film a little bit. We got settled for one of these Florida kids. We doubling back. We haven't offered him. We're not recruiting him yet. We haven't offered Stokes either. But it's just been in my opinion, the vibes, man, where we head. And just like keep it
come back around.
Yeah,
but you gotta nowadays, man. You ain't just ready that you want to get two high school cats in the same class, because we told that was our whole plan in the 2022 class. We had Nico Marchiol committed first, and he was all on board and knew that FSU was in the talks of taking two. Then he was all cool until it actually happened.
AJ so they Duffy, took it, yeah.
Right, exactly. Signed AJ Duffy, then you know those feelings kind of went away, and he ended up going elsewhere to West Virginia. What's West Virginia? Arizona State? I can't even remember. West Virginia.
Like you say they're gone now.
Right.
Gone so, yeah, now. That's what it is.
Right. Once you leave, that'd be a wrap. I ain't looking for you after that. But yeah, to your point, man, you got to have a combination of like a transfer portal type of guy with the high school kid nowadays just to kind of smooth things over numbers wise. But I do understand coaches trying to take two a class because, hell, if you're not playing within year one or year two, right, exactly. They're gone.
Yeah. You can't. I don't think it's a pen. Like, bring your freshman.
There ain't no panic to like get like you can't get a guy. I wouldn't reach like even with offering Stokes in my mind. I'm damn near don't even want to do that. I would just be recording some. I mean, recruiting somebody fucking roster. There's just no reason to panic no more with recruiting with quarterbacks, bro.
Yeah, that's another good point.
But development, bro, you go get a kid more polished and tooled than sitting on somebody's sideline.
Yep, that's another good point. Absolutely. The game has changed now. You're not really reaching for offers out of high school. You can just chill a little bit and. And watch the portal unfold.
Yeah, because just as quick, that five-star be gone. Like the Ewers kid.
You don't want to bank him. Exactly, exactly.
Boom, gone. Just like that. Nothing happened. He didn't even give it a shot. He sat around and said, I'm out of here. So,
yep.
Yeah, what it is.
I got a couple of visits. I know I spoke about these two a little bit on the last show, but just some new tidbits. Jaden Jones, he actually – made it on campus, a 6'6", 240-pound defensive end from Hutchinson Community College. Caught up with him a little bit as far as how the visit went. He's originally from Montgomery, Alabama. Came over with his mom for an unofficial. Said the trip was amazing. I mean, this is a pretty good quote, I thought. It was such a culture that can't be replicated at many places. Coach Odell and JP has been spearheading this recruitment, so he wants to come back in December for his official visit. Josh Newman, Louisiana Monroe cornerback, entered the portal and received the offer from Florida State. Caught up with him to see what his thoughts were on the offer and where he stands with his recruitment. Saying intends to start taking visits within the next couple of weeks and wants to have his decision finalized by June. Pretty much the initial conversation between him and the FSU staff was just filling each other out. You know, why you entered the portal, what are you looking for in the program, et cetera, et cetera. So within the next couple of weeks or so, we'll see if I'm a visit is planned and how serious they are. I know a lot of people were talking about, do FSU need to take another cornerback, you know, as far as in the transfer market. My question to that is yes, because you look at every other position on the defense, we have a 3-deep for scholarship players. We don't have a 3-deep for scholarship players at the cornerback position. We have 8 scholarship players at cornerback. So we can't go, you know, someone gets hurt, this, that, or another. You don't. You know, guys kind of thrust into the background. We lost two cornerbacks this spring. And Hunter Washington, who transferred after the spring practice, just wanted to get the reps he thought he deserved. Ended up transferring to TCU, and of course Jarvis Brown. And we know well versed around that situation. Ended up going to Louisville. So I don't mind them taking another corner for depth purposes, just to have that scholarship number for the 3-deep, because we have enough linebackers to have a 3-deep, enough defensive tackle, defensive ends, and safeties. But cornerback is the only position where we're at 8 instead of 9 for the 3-deep, for scholarship players. Now, of course, we could probably move some guys around if it came down to that, like a safety or something like that that could play some corner. But right. You want to have, at least a 3-deep for scholarship purposes for every position.
No doubt.
Fidex. What else we got there?
No, I think, I don't know, bro. I think the next app I'm going to get from Ruiz, man, he got a new platform that's revolutionary for the streets. I think this is going to be the one that I download.
Top Bring dog, up. Baby. Life Wallet.
Life Sports. Wallet. Sports. That nigga scrambling, man.
Yeah, he look
No, the raid, man. I know when
I don't know how the raid pull up, to that bro. Shit. You start flushing and lashing out.
Flushing this shit in the toilet, man. You don't want to flush it down the toilet. You got to get rid of that work, though, man. They there.
Man, calling people out on Twitter, calling.
Dan one on. Like, him and Dan been going at it, bro.
But he finally responded.
Ain't no finally responding. He just woke up with Dan on his mind. But, like, if you look from last night, bro, they've been going at it. back and forth for a long ass time.
Oh, really? So they were.
Oh, hey, oh, I don't know. Week. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I got to go check it out then.
Yeah, now they've been going back and forth, man. That's just hilarious to me, bro. Shout out to have being that
man, rich. I'm not arguing.
Bro, I ain't got time. You fuck around with Dan?
Yeah, I ain't.
Maybe I do, though. Jeans.
No.
Maybe I do.
No, there's just no billionaire in the world that got time for Dan Thompson, man. That's my guy, bro. There's no billionaire that. This random guy with a profile picture and a Hawaiian shirt is saying I ain't got no money.
I'm rich. I got time. That's what I got rich for, to have time.
I ain't finna be explaining to the random motherfucker with a Hawaiian shirt.
And
shout out to him. Shout out to Ruiz is reaching out to the long snappers of University of Florida to give out an NIL deal.
Yeah.
I saw that. He ready to pay for y'all people, man. He's showing y'all his money. He ready to set up a homeless shelter in Gainesville.
Now he's showing us his circus.
Hey, he can do both.
How you gonna try? That's another thing too. That's how you know people full of shit, CJ. Like, how you gonna try to help homelessness in another man's city when the homelessness in your city works?
Right, way worse.
Just... Who said he wasn't?
He ain't. What do you mean?
You don't know that.
I do what initiative. You got a public initiative, you got to keep that same energy. If you got a public initiative about another man, exactly, he talking shit and using
that's exactly what it is. Yeah,
I ain't got to do nothing but talk shit
for the shit. That's crazy. That's let you know what you're dealing with. I like him too. You need people like this in the world, man.
Yeah,
right. I'm starting
to grow fond of him. I like him too. He's a kid.
All y'all keep Rick. Yeah, how much money like you gave to the Gator Collective, you broke motherfucker?
Who, me?
No, that's what he told Dan.
Oh, that's what he told Dan.
What he told Dan. Like, how much you gave, bitch?
Right.
You got some $5.99 subscription?
All right, that's exactly
you
what
ain't saying.
Yeah. I like all that shit, but right now he's still flushing the crack at the trap. Out of the blue, he just went and made a collective. He made fun of the collective, right? He made fun of the Florida State Collective. He made fun of the Gator Collective. And then when he laid out this life broke wallet app, whatever he got, sports, he rolling out, he described a collective. Somebody in his camp done told him that, hey, man, I don't know what we're doing. We may need to do what the hell they doing.
Right, get down that shit.
We gotta flush the dope. New app.
What it is. What dope boys do, you know what I'm saying? You play the game. Sometimes you crap out, baby. You know, if it's looking shady, I got to make a new move. I got to shake the spot. I'm interested to see what it is.
Welcome to the collective.
Yeah, it's cool with me. I ain't got none of this shit. That's my thing.
Fans probably looking crazy as hell because they was talking greasy as fuck about them damn collectors, boy. Oh my god.
Yeah. But exactly, which is what I got into on the last show, because I really did just think this was some fucking collection plate. I was like, well, what did they do? You explained to me what the Gator Collective was, because I never did check it out. I really had no idea. So I think the average fan ignorantly just thought it was just a collection plate. And then we're just gonna try to give it to the players that we want to come on board. So yeah, it looks like he's revamping it. Now, the bigger thing to me was...
No, that would be against the rules. It got to be, like, fair, like, a actual... It can't be donations and just giving
away money. And that's where I thought the...
So if it was just collecting money and giving it out, that's...
To give it out, Yeah, which is what I thought was kind of not... I thought it was more inadvertent. People just not understand everything they're supposed to be doing at the time. But the bigger part of that story that we picked up was developing it sounds like a recruiting service where they're going to evaluate, he said, all high school and college players. So that's way more interesting and bigger than me out of that whole entire
thing. He's backed off of that since. He's backed off and said they're not evaluating. I'm still confused. He's backed off. He said he's not evaluating talent.
Man, realize that shit hard.
Evaluating, bro, this shit is still going to be hard to do. I'm like, they're evaluating NIL value. And not evaluating talent, but it takes talent. You got to evaluate the talent as well to evaluate that, which he came back and said again in another tweet.
Because when I saw the On Three, because they're the only ones doing that, they just basically put it against your social media presence. It's essentially the only way they come up with that shit. They're like, oh, this person is this big. And now they probably do some projection.
Why they don't go do that about other shit? That's my thing. Like all they want to do like is that shit. I don't even think. Here's the thing. I want him to pull this, to try to do this app, because I'm in that world and I know how difficult whatever he's trying to do is damn near impossible. So I want to see. I think he should probably just focus on some Florida shit, but try to do what he's trying to do as far as evaluate this entire country, being able to get the sports minds and hire them to evaluate all the players around here. There's no way he could do every college recruit and high school recruit evaluations, man.
No, I agree.
That's a big ass project that you can't just throw a few hours at, you know. And they had a thumb drive with 2 gigs talking about this is the future.
No, I agree. Which is why when you brought it up in the group chat, I thought maybe he'd be looking to partner with an upstart. Like, is it On Three or is it One? I really don't know.
On Three. Like, on three. Okay. Like in the huddle, you say,
On Three. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. But it also looks like One. I like that. That's creative.
Right.
That's why I thought if he was looking to do something of that magnitude, it would only make sense to partner up with an upstart, you know, who's trying to, you know, wedge their way into the market. Because, you know, here we tend to refer to 247 as the baseline. You also have ESPN and what's the third one?
ESPN is irrelevant at this point. It's really
I agree. Like I say, I pretty much go 247. But what is, you had ESPN and Rivals. On Three's trying to, you know, carve their niche. So I thought that's what he may be trying to do. But like you say, he's backing off. So that changes that whole narrative. So I'm not exactly sure what he's trying to ultimately accomplish, other than keeping his name out there and trying to get him, you know, all the exposure to make this thing profitable. Get on the damn show. You've been on other shows. I seen you on some other show.
Hey, man, ask him to come on this show. I ain't asking you no more.
I ain't begging. I'm demanding.
Man, fuck all that. They want to come on the show. They know where we at, bro. We vibe. We got a nice lineup this week on the way, man. I think we got I don't want to say nothing.
You know I want him on the show. But I want him to go toe-to-toe with you. Like, here, you ain't
going toe-to-toe. No, I'm vibing, bro. I don't be all that combative shit. I just got questions about the vibe.
You got good questions.
I like that he putting money in the players' pockets and all that. But, The hoopla and all the energy is making him have to flush the dope. You know what I'm saying? If he was just a little bit quieter, like we at the trap right now, we like, bro, if you just shut up, we wouldn't have to be flushing this shit right now. But you was loud, dog. Now we flushing the work because you was loud.
I ain't never flushing my dope. I go down with the dope.
That's a wild strategy.
The motherfuckers come knocking on that damn door, boy.
That's a wild strategy. See how it works out, Kyle.
They ain't knocking, CJ. That knocking, that bitch is on the ground.
Right, for real.
They knocked the door off.
Right, off the hinges, Bill.
For sure. I hope you flush that dope.
Right. Yo, I do got a couple things before we close our Big Three talk that I want to touch on real quick. Shouts to the women's softball team. They beat Duke yesterday for the ACC championship. So getting ready for the actual, playoff in the World Series, so to speak, if everything goes right. So shout out to the women's softball for winning the ACC championship. FSU and UM baseball in general, played a doubleheader on Saturday due to a weather delay on Friday. End up splitting it, going 1-1 on the last game is today, which is Sunday.
I couldn't find that shit, man.
No, I couldn't find it either.
I was looking for that motherfucker like hell. I saw us win the first game, but goddamn, I couldn't find the results of that second game.
Yeah, we won the second game. It was 5-3, if I'm not mistaken. It was something like that.
I think the first one was 8-2. Okay.
Yeah.
So we ended up splitting. I was talking shit about that, but I could not find the fucking results.
Yeah, I had to dig for it this morning as far as the second one, but they split, end up going 1-1. You got the third one, of the series this afternoon. This is the first time UM has beat FSU in anything during the calendar year this year, during the school calendar year. So shout out to Miami.
We ain't got a softball team. So.
Oh, y'all don't?
No, you can't afford that type of shit. They got 50 yards.
We can't. Nobody.
Got to holler at life.
We might start one up. I might start with
y'all out here trying to help out homeless and ain't got a goddamn softball team.
Right. Life while they're tripping, man.
Nobody care about. Never mind.
Watch out. All right. last little tip is about a little NFL. Brian DeBall, the Giants head coach, said Jay Sean Corbin really stood out during the rookie minicamp. Said he was athletic and showed a lot of quick twitch in his in the drills. Said he could be a factor in the fall, man. So shout out to Corbin going undrafted to the Giants. Could make the roster and make an impact.
Dope.
Congrats, man.
I think Kyrie's on his rookie contract. Kyrie's on a good football team, man. I had to like just say, I was saying, think about
what that's a about real good situation, man. The Bills
are good. Where he ended up? Oh, oh, yeah, the Bills. Ooh, oh.
If he
can hoop his first year, like, man, that secondary going to be nasty.
Oh, he ready, man. I think he pro ready.
I like the Bills. The Bills is that team that I think is like right there again.
They added Kier. They added their second round pick. They went and got Baby Cook. So it's going to be interesting. And that's
going to bring in Vaughn. Added Von Miller.
That's right. They did get Von Miller. Fuck.
Man, I'll tell you what, man. That ought to be a hell of a team this year, man.
Yeah, like Bills will be tough.
Shit, boy. Him and White?
Yeah, him and White is a good time.
Little secondary, man. That's going to be trouble. That'd be dope to see. I like to see that, man. Might see them boys in the Super Bowl.
The AFC is tough, man. The AFC, real tough. You got Russell Wilson coming over to the AFC. Then you got the Bills getting better. Ravens coming back healthy. The AFC is going to be pretty tough, man. The young emergence of the Bengals and those, you know, the young guys with the Bengals.
And I ain't counting Billy out.
Billy?
I'm never counting Bill Parcells out. I mean, not Parcells. Belichick.
I like Parcells too. That boy went red last week, then he came back to Bill Parcells. This
red
week.
All of that.
I'm old enough to know these names.
Right. But even the Dolphins, too, when they got Tyreek Hill, added some guys. So it's going to be interesting. Even though I don't think they're going to be good enough to kind of, you know, compete with the top of the tops, but they're not going to be a easy out for, like, they're going to be a competitive team.
The Bengals, yeah, you're right. You're looking at some competitive. And the Browns. You know, add Deshaun Watson to the Browns.
Right.
So that's going to make them a hell of a, you know, that ought to elevate them to the next level as well.
And the Chiefs, they still
somebody's going to stick it up.
Pat Mahomes, too. And also the Chargers, they've been adding some good pieces too. Chargers
did as well, yeah. I agree.
It's gonna be interesting. And
the AFC is looking kind of nasty on paper at least. Somebody completely.
Somebody not gonna make it.
Yeah. One of these teams that we're looking at on paper is gonna be total garbage, but it'd be fun to see who that's gonna be.
Agreed. No doubt. I do want to remind the people, hit us up at High Takes, man. You got that phone number ready, Larry, and we're gonna do that every Friday. We dropping 3 shows a week, so it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Each show got its own vibes, and the High Takes is definitely a Friday call-in type vibe, man. So y'all bang that line, give us a call, and give us, you know, whatever. Your takes of the show, takes on the recruiting trail, takes of the coaches, whatever the vibes is, or just a high-ass question about anything in life, dating advice, we got you. Leave us a voicemail. You leave us a DM as well if you don't want to leave your voice on here and you want to access some shit. Just shoot us a DM to the roll-up account.
Yeah, so as y'all shoot them out to us, we'll hold on to them, and then we're going to answer them on Fridays. The number for that is 561-235-2560. So, yeah, any hot takes you want to get off, let us know on there. Just leave it like you said. We still got life coach for you. Don't think that we quit coaching lives, because we definitely here to help make your lives better as best we can. If it goes bad, we are not licensed. So you cannot come back and any
facts.
Type of litigation.
That's fine.
But we did the best we could with the information you gave us. Right. So yeah, hit up that line, hit up the DMs. You can hit our personal DMs, man. We here for all of that. Everything we hear and everything we do is nothing without y'all. We appreciate every bit of energy that you pour.
The love being real, man. The love being the talk on the timeline has been heavy. I appreciate each and everybody that's just holding us down, man. You know, so I just can't. All the people that's hitting us up and just giving us love, even from Derek to shout out to my homie Larrick, man, everybody just reaching out. Jerry, all them boys reaching out, giving us big love on the change that we're making. And this shit, teamwork make the dream work, man. So it's a big.
Absolutely.
Even the format, bro, it wasn't all my idea, dog. Like Logan approached me and we had a conversation about something. I talked to these guys and said, "Hey, man, let's try this out." And we're trying it out, and it's dope. I think it's turning out really, really fly, man. And it's going to be the off-season vibes.
100%.
Y'all good? Y'all about to enjoy the rest of y'all day, man. I'm going to go give me some flour. I'm going to do some. I went to the beach this morning.
I saw that. You up. Always on the beach, man. I'm jealous. How far get in the water? Like nah, man, I don't either. I just need like the crashing of the waves, the wind. That's all
right,
I need.
Right.
How long you got? About 15 minutes?
10 minutes, man. It's really it's right there, dog. When I was younger, only time I used to go to the beach was, you know, just get next to some cheeks, really. Yeah, you know, go out there and be, you know, get in your bag, not really to
soak up the zen.
Now you're soaking up the zen and you appreciate like just such a beautiful, natural, you know what I'm saying, source right there, bro. Like, we don't appreciate that type of shit when you're a kid, man. But when you get older, you're like, bro, I'm 10 minutes away from a beautiful tranquility. Ocean. You know, yeah, tranquility, man.
Ain't nothing better than
peace of mind.
If you're feeling a lot of anxiety, stress, man, go to a beach if you can. If there's a beach there for you to just soak, just look out in that water.
Yeah, leave that phone in the car, man. I got to take videos to inspire y'all and let y'all know y'all need to meditate and shit. But leave your phone in the car, unplug, and just listen to that ocean a little bit.
Soak it up, man. It reminds you that it's so much more to this life than what
that's
you got
exactly
stressing
what that
right
ocean
now.
Do. Looking at that bitch, you see how big it is. But like, bro, like my little shit. It ain't really shit.
It ain't that bad. Out. Making the worst bigger than what it is.
Exactly.
All right, who taking us out?
Got a song.
I got one.
We back at y'all Wednesday with more heat, man. We call the applying pressure, man. The hottest podcast network doing it. What you got, CJ?
I'll do the next show.
Right, who my man that clipped us up? I got a call with him tomorrow. He joining the video editing crew, bro.
Hell,
clipped it up, man. We
oh yeah, man.
That was funny shit. That was
bro. Then he go clip
caught me perfect.
Right, bro. we got to have a conversation about that, bro. but for the music, I got the artist is Trod, and the song is called Toxic. Let's check it out.
Dope. Hump day, we on
right
y'all, man.
Oh yeah, ready.
Maybe I'm the toxic one. In and out of relationships, I end up in another one. Moving too fast, I'm still thinking about my last one. Had to cut her off, she was clingy, causing problems. Working on my craft until the day I found the right one. God, they made me perfect, ain't no way I'm pleasing, only one. Fucking bitches left and right, feeling for one every night. Better know for laying pipe, we gon' have a good night. It's gon' take a special kind of woman to come and heal me. Keep my guard up, ain't no way you meet the real me. It's getting bad, I'm giving up toxic energy. You get that close to me. Facing reality, you showed you really care for me. Cooking clean, treating me good, your loving cost a thing. You blow my mind away, you doing all this without a ring. Kept it solid, only right for me to come feeling. So heartless, I'm feeling so heartless. The Henny got me nauseous, I'm so nauseous. Running from my demons, they be hiding in my closet. Niggas steady scheming, trying to come up off.